This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend.
On the air with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. Vic Terrier? Is it Terrier? New kind of a dog, a Vic Terrier.
You're kind of a dog.
Thanks.
That's kind of a
well,
hush.
That's
okay.
Weird.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm in a weird place today for whatever the reason. There's Jennifer's voice, there's Victoria's voice, there's Kara's voice, here's my voice. We have the voice of the people. We're going to talk about how to get rid of your aches and pains. And I know the ladies are thinking, okay, well, we just shut Doug's microphone off. That takes care of that ache and that pain.
We're all set. That lower extremity pain.
All right, so I want to talk about some people. First, the best thing to come out of the soap opera from the weekend is Ken Bone. He said he had 7 Twitter followers, and 2 of them were his grandmother. the day before, he got on to the national television asking that question with his red sweater, heavyset fella, if you didn't remember his name. And now he has thousands of Twitter followers. Isn't it amazing how social media works?
Mm-hmm.
How many
of our social media phenomenon?
Yeah, right. So how many of the people following us on Twitter at DJV Show are talking about Ken Bone? Do we have any fans of Ken Bone on our Facebook or our Twitter page?
We hadn't actually tweeted anything about Ken Bone, but I tweeted this morning about him, and we've gotten some retweets already. So Ken Bone he's like the new internet star.
Yeah. I mean, it'll work for a little while. What does he do for a living? Did that come out?
I don't know if anyone actually knows anything other than the reason he was wearing his red sweater is because he had an olive green suit on, and he didn't realize he had gained 30 pounds. He got into his car to drive to the debate.
He didn't realize that he gained 30 pounds?
Yeah. He split his pants.
Not
he literally split his pants in the car, and the only thing he could wear was the red sweater.
In
the car.
There you go with the red sweater.
How sweet is that? All right, so that's his story. How many people know who Shailene Woodley is?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's the actress in Snowden, amongst other things. Arrested yesterday.
I don't think she wears deodorant either, right? Isn't she sort of crazy like that?
I think she's a little crunchy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh? You're described as crunchy if you don't use granola?
I mean, no.
Yeah, like a crunchy granola
you
chick.
You don't use deodorant?
Yeah, you're like a crunchy granola chick.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, she's the lady who stars as Snowden's love interest. Arrested yesterday protesting the construction of the Dakota pipeline. She streamed her arrest on Facebook. Actually, it was on live. She's being charged with criminal trespassing. The only criminal activity out there, as far as I'm concerned, is what they're doing to the Indians, the natives, whatever you want to call them. And this the pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline, supposed to carry hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil a day from the North Dakota oil fields down to Illinois. The problem is it runs near a Native American reservation, and they say it would threaten their water supply, and there seems to be some credible evidence that that, in fact, would be the case.
Yeah.
One of the outrages about this is how little attention it has gotten until the last few weeks. I think I was the only one on the radio talking about it. Nobody really paying any attention to what's going on there. This Shailene Woodley was a mere few feet from her RV. The cops grabbed her by the jacket and told her to stop what she was doing. She was put under arrest. Quote, she wrote on her Twitter account or Facebook, I'm not sure where this showed up, but why am I being arrested and nobody else here is? Police pointed to the group of, she was, is it because I'm famous, she said, is it because people know who I am? The police officer confirmed that she was identified.
Mm.
Yeah, that's going to make the police look good. She's been protesting this project and others. She's somebody, as you said, she's kind of around where these things take place.
She started a T-shirt campaign to raise money for the Native American charities that are trying to block this. She's been very, very active about it. She took her parents. She was on the Tonight Show a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Talking about, she took her parents' RV and grabbed some friends and literally drove across the country to be there. And so that's the RV that she's mentioning. It's her parents' old broken down RV that she's been riding around in. She's very hippie like.
Well, you know what? That doesn't take away or distract from the reality of the situation and how bad it is and how bad authorities look at it.
No, she's brought a lot of attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's appropriate, I think.
Yeah.
Ryan Lochte, another name in the news. Apparently, he's gotten himself engaged to a Playboy model. We know what this Kayla Ray Reed looks like. I don't know.
Watch out, Menza. Their kids are going to be coming for you.
I know, right? That's quite the brain trust.
Are we suggesting that neither of them are that bright, is that what we're saying here?
I would never do that. Right. Could you suggest that?
So, let's see. He surprised his bride, bride-to-be, with a private helicopter tour of Los Angeles, and then they landed on the shores of the Pacific Ocean, and he asked her to marry him. Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
Very nice.
After only meeting in a nightclub 8 or 9 months ago.
Yeah. This is where, if this girl, I mean, look, I think it's, obviously you'd be super excited that Ryan Lochte proposed to you, right? Mm-hmm. You'd be very happy. But wouldn't you think it's a little weird that he's in the middle of his rehab for his career, basically doing Dancing with the Stars, and now he's getting engaged and becoming the good family man?
Or is this part of his rehab?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it lasts for a while. It makes for good headlines and interesting conversation. However, our focus now has to be on helping all of you who have aches and pains, because it's Bone and Joint Health Awareness Week, and we're going to talk to a medical expert on how you can deal with your arthritis, with your aches, your bone pains, all that good stuff. I get plenty of that, and I suspect that many people listening have the same problem, so let's get to it in a moment here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
This Is Us is not only the biggest hit of the season, it's everything we love about television. And if you haven't seen it, tonight on NBC is your night to jump right in. Find out why critics can't stop raving, calling This Is Us spectacular, raw, and genuine. An instant hit, TV's most exciting new series.
You make me happy.
It's unlike anything else on television. This Is Us, all new, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
All right, quarter after the hour here. I have some exciting news if you have aching bones and joints. I certainly am there, and I'm trying to take care of it in all kinds of ways. Let's see what kind of information we can all get to help ourselves out. Dr. Kai Winter is with us, the spokesperson for actually a clinical biologist, published several studies in peer-reviewed journals, served as an adjunct professor in the Institute of Nutrition, Exercise, and Sports, so he's been around. Let's get to the heart of the matter here right away, Dr. Winter. The causes of bone pain, joint pain, is it simple or is it complex?
In a way, you can say that pain from the hips and pain from the knee, it very often comes with age. You get older and your cartilage will get a little destroyed, and then the pain starts. So if we could generate something which could improve the cartilage, it would be a very good idea.
All right. So the population of our country is getting older. Is this just an age thing, or does it happen depending on what you're doing with your body? Do young people have as much problem with aches, pains, bone problems, joint problems as older people do in the main?
You see, younger people, very often from doing intensive sport, they can have pain, but this is very often related to the muscles, not to the joints as such. Whereas elderly people, because of the cartilage slowly degenerating, they can have some pains from the joints directly.
So I'm a person who's gaining on years, I guess we all are. I also am a person who works out heavily. And so my muscles ache and my joints ache. I think I have a little arthritis in my back. I think I've got a little, I don't have much arthritis, but I think I got some in my back and maybe my hip.
Yeah.
So what do I do if both of these things are bothering us, what do we do for relief?
Oh, well, I may have an idea. You see, there is a new product on its way into the U.S. area. It is GOPO, an all-natural supplement. And we have very interesting on GOPO, I must say.
So GOPO is made of what? What's the compound? Because this is there are people who don't like to take prescription medications. They want to do homeopathic things. Is that what this is?
You see, GOPO indeed is a molecule which was found in a certain version of Rosehip.
A molecule. So does this help?
Yeah.
Does it restore, or does it just sort of, I don't mean cover is not the right word for it, but I'm masking. I think that's part of the problem with people. They'll take anything to get rid of the pain and the ache, and sometimes the stuff just masks the problem. It doesn't fix it. Does this stuff fix it?
This is the magic bullet. I mean, GOPO works on the cartilage. We have done studies in Switzerland on human cartilage cells, and in the laboratory we have been able to show that GOPO in some way improves the cartilage cells to grow. So it means that we go and treat the reason for the pain. We do not kill the pain. I mean, GOPO is not a painkiller, but GOPO works for the reason for the pain, and therefore also you need to use GOPO for a little while so it gets its time to restore the cartilage. It can take from 3 weeks to 3 months to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a little patience. This is not a normal overnight painkiller.
One of the things that has been, I want to separate the difference between, let's say, glucosamine and chondroitin, that sort of thing, which isn't aimed at the pain. It's aimed at putting a supplement into your joints, but the GOPO is aimed at getting rid of the pain, if I'm understanding what you're saying.
No, GOPO indeed works on the cartilage.
Oh,
we have the feeling that glucosamine and also chondroitin would be nice treatments for osteoarthritis for many years, because we know that glucosamine and chondroitin is a part of the cartilage. But after doing research for 15 years, we have found out that these components don't work that nicely.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge paper in the British Medical Journal stating that the glucosamine and chondroitin did not work at all. It was as placebo in osteoarthritis.
Really?
So we need something new.
So GOPO uses rosehip. That's something that's been around for a while. How do we find information? Where do we go to get more info on GOPO, G-O-P-O?
Oh, you can go to the gowithgopo.com and you can find some of my papers there.
Gowithgopo.com. All right, and some of your research is there. All right, got it. Thank you, Dr. Kai Winter, for the story on how you can get rid of your aches and pains. I'm going to try this stuff. It's at 21 after the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Why don't you go ahead and break my heart? What are you waiting? Is it way too hard? If moving on is what you want to do, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it, baby? You can't tell me that we'll still be friends, and maybe someday we can try again. If you really need a brand new start,
broken here, although I'm looking at a video of Blake Shelton teaching Jimmy Fallon how to milk a cow, and we're going to post that on our Facebook site. This makes me less of a fan of Jimmy Fallon because the outfit he's wearing and the approach he's taking sort of make fun of farmers, but in this circle, I'm a dairy farmer, so I can look at a cow and tell you whether she's easy to milk or not easy to milk. And Blake's holding a tin, and actually got a camera in the pail as he squirts the milk into the pail. The cow's teats, where the milk comes from, are a little small.
Can you say
better.
That on the radio, by the way?
Teats, you can say, yes. T-E-A-T-S, that's what they call the udder, the four nipples that the milk comes out of, are teats. And in this case, the cow doesn't have large teats. So, not as easy. A cow with bigger teats is easier to milk. All right, you got that?
You're like Howard Stern of the farm world, I think.
Well, I know from whence I come. Easy, if you put a milking machine on the cow, that's fine. But it was kind of cute. It's a nice cow, a nice Holstein cow. But Shelton and Jimmy are drinking the milk, and Shelton throws it over his shoulder like, ugh. That's because he's a big beer drinker. At any rate.
And he doesn't drink anything but beer.
Yep, that's right.
It.
That's
just
it. Beer all the time.
That's apparently it. All right, so that's that story. Let's go on to Michelle Williams, who's in the news today because she's going to star as Janis Joplin in a biography of the life of Janis Joplin. This movie's been in the works for quite a long time. Janis Joplin from the 1960s, one of the people that died at the age of 26. A lot of famous rockers, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison, Janis Joplin, all dying. So this book coming from a this the movie comes from a book called Janice, was written by her sister. A lot of the info or letters that started when she was playing at coffee houses in Woodstock, that sort of thing. Didn't know what to do with her sudden fame and celebrity, so got addicted to alcohol and heroin. And it's kind of like the Amy Winehouse story, in a sense. I mean, I think there's a lot of similarities.
So many so many incredible artists went down that path.
Yep.
Yep. Sad.
Oh, yeah. But Belushi at 26 or 27 as well. Same thing. Anyway, there were others who were in the running. Renee Zellweger, Amy Adams, but I don't. Michelle Williams was Marilyn Monroe in that most recent movie.
She was
right?
Great in
right.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I always confuse her with Michelle. Who's the other Michelle Pfeiffer? For whatever the reason, no, I don't know why I do that.
Because they have the same first name, I bet.
Jennifer, you're so smart. Alicia Keys in the musical news today because she shut down Times Square for a free concert. This is from her latest album, Girl on Fire, If I Ain't Got You. Why can't they just use correct English, If I Haven't Got You? But how would that spoil the song?
Tends to not probably rhyme the way you need it to.
All right, so
gonna guess.
They're going to. She's going to have a This is in Times Square, November 4th, right? Is that? It's
no. She did the concert. Her new album is called
Coming
Here,
out November
and that's going to be released on November 4th.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. When did she do the concert?
Sunday.
Last Sunday?
Yep. 2 days ago. Yeah.
I must have been distracted by a debate. I didn't get that. That was the problem. That damn debate. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different and an appreciation of new things and people just because they're there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start to notice a lot of things you never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see the pet in your life develop and learn. A family is a pet plus people all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, that you could possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. They're our best friends. They're honest. They never lie. They never cheat. Spend more time with your pet. You'll feel better about it, and so will your pet. And you know what? You learn an awful lot from watching your dog or cat. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively directly affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria, if we've had a good couple of days, it's because of you helping us establish momentum toward what we are talking about, what we're focused on. Let's make tomorrow a better day, the day after that, emotionally, psychologically, physically. Exercise your brain. Exercise your mind. Exercise everything. It's like super beats. This is the super beat radio program. How about that? A DJV, the super beat, because super beats get the oxygen, the blood to all parts of your body, right? So we're trying to get your brain working as well as possible. And normally there are more good news stories here than not. However, today we seem to be overwhelmed by bad stories. So let's continue with the bad news. The harsh drought currently gripping California, Jen.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the research that's come down the past, publication of this research about the Southwest U.S. facing the big mega drought, we've had it for the last
couple of years, off and on, actually, for years. But the people who would like to scare the hell out of everybody who lives in California like you and me, because there has been a six-year drought, the story here is that for the next 35 or 40 years, the drought will continue. Uncertain rainfall. Well, but what about rain? This is how silly this is. Actually, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I think it's silly. We go through this with regard to, you know, the worst storm of the century, the worst storm on record. Well, of course it is, because the record's only been kept since the 1880s. So what do you think happened before that? Nothing?
Right.
So you think
it is kind of disheartening. I mean, whether I don't believe that you can predict all this stuff, and you know, you can't get everybody all scared. What I do think, though, is that it is sort of scary, because we always are told about these weather patterns and, oh, La Nina, and we have to dig out the ravines and the washes because it's going to flood, and then we get, like, you know, an inch of rain over 4 months. It's kind of disheartening. And then number two is that the drought wouldn't be nearly as bad if California had planned for it the way other states have, like Arizona, where there's infrastructure and ways to capture groundwater runoff when it does rain. The problems that we have in California are strictly because the government really hasn't planned for them.
Bad leadership.
It's so bizarre, because California, I mean, as a New Yorker, I always hold California up on a pedestal. But they're so far ahead in so many ways that it seems bizarre that they haven't been able to fix the infrastructure for the droughts. Like Jen said, in Arizona, apparently they've got their mojo down and it's working for them. So that's very bizarre that California can't.
Well, we also have kind of strange things going on. I mean, our leadership is sort of weird. I mean, just with all the messaging about how we have to strictly control our own water usage, the governor then signs these little orders where they have to release all this fresh water into the ocean to save the Delta smelt, which are basically anchovies.
Really?
So you're saying anchovies? Really,
that kind of stuff. That's the stupidity of this uniform thinking. The house I lived in for 10 years backed up to the L.A. River. I could look up, if I climbed up a ladder and looked over the side, the river, and there was usually, like, it was a stream of maybe an inch wide most of the time, trickling down. But when it rained, there was a good deal of water going down. It all went out into the ocean instead of being captured. How much common sense does it? It's like, what is the matter with
no
you
sense.
People?
No. I mean, look, everyone likes a shower. Pretty much no one likes anchovies. So why aren't you, right? Like, that just makes sense to me.
Yep. It's really strange.
And by the way, psst.
One of those things in California where they go, you can't water your lawn, but we're going to go do this.
Or
you
know,
don't flush your toilet every time, but we're going to go let some anchovies go.
We're going to get, we'll harvest some of the anchovies and let them clean your toilet.
So crazy.
Yeah. The thing that is more crazy than anything else is that people forget Southwest California, Los Angeles County, and south of there, hello, folks, it's a desert. It was always a desert. It doesn't bloom until you get up into the mountains. If you go up, and even there, you go up above Malibu, maybe you can find some. And when you get up to Ojai and Santa Barbara, where they grow a lot of vegetables, but Los Angeles County is a desert. Bakersfield, it's a desert. Desert, sand, no rain. Hello? So 14 million people live in a place that's a desert that has no rain. But it's
nice.
Like
if you look around, it shouldn't be a surprise that you live in a desert.
Right.
Right?
Yet everybody feigns like this shock.
No.
What a drought!
All right, speaking of the desert, the desert climate, there's a rainforest growing in Dubai. Do you see this rainforest? It's not sprouting up from the sand in the Persian Gulf. It's under construction. They have so much money over there. They're bringing in dirt and they're bringing in trees. This is one of the main attractions at the Rosemont Hotel, a big development that will open in a couple of years. All of the flora and fauna will be real. They brought in an outdoor, they're building an outdoor rainforest, 75,000 square feet, that's about 2 acres, located on the hotel's third level podium. So you can get an idea of how big the hotel is if they're going to have a 2 acre garden rainforest inside the hotel.
Wow.
It'll have adventure trails, streams, waterfalls, and a prehistoric Jurassic Park marsh. That'd be good.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about this, and we were just talking about the drought,
yep.
they're doing like what Matt Damon did in The Martian when he collected condensation and was able to grow things using the condensation that he captured on his little space station. And basically that's what they're doing. So why can't California figure it out?
Hello. Well, so we spent all this money selling the anchovies. That's
well, this is, you know, I'm not trying to sound super political here, but still, if they can't make money from it, right? I mean, they all of this stuff has ramifications. Like the high-speed rail, the project was bid on, and there's like 1 inch of track that we've paid like billions of dollars for from Nancy Pelosi's husband. It's all like an inside job. So if someone can't come up with it and make the money off of it, it just doesn't
get done. It's all very nicely done. Thanks to the taxpayers of the state of California, which Jennifer and I handily contribute. All right,
heavily,
so that's,
by the way.
What's that?
Heavily contribute.
Heavily and handily, yes, right. So, by the way, this is how this works, to go back to the Dubai, because it's so hot in the... So, I mean, mostly the average daily temperature there is over 100 degrees. So they're creating this rainforest, and it literally creates rain. The water that comes from the condensation will be used for the toilets and the air conditioners in the hotel. So there's
That's
a practical
cool.
side to this as well.
Yeah.
Very smart, in fact. Very smart.
Well, they figured it out, so maybe somebody can influence California.
Well, yeah, send them a few more on a 747. The United States of America, our country, we're proud of our country. We love our country. We think our country is first in everything. U.S. finished behind Algeria and Kazakhstan in the new ranking of the best and worst countries in which to be a young girl. The report compiled by Save the Children suggests that Sweden is the best place for young women to live. Niger finished at the bottom. The United States was 32nd on the list.
What?
32nd on the list.
Who's creating this list?
This is done by the group Save the Children, which is...
Well, what are the parameters?
The parameters are families, the food that is available, five factors in general, rates of early marriage, adolescent fertility, maternal mortality, women in government, and lower secondary school completion. It's called the Girls Opportunity Index. You can get a snapshot of this by going to the Save Our Children website.
And America is number 32nd?
32.
Yeah, yes. I have a hard time with this one because I'm just going to tell you right now, as a chick, I don't think there's any place I'd rather live. So you could mark me down for that.
Okay. Who's above us? Like, who's number one? So Sweden was number one. Who's number two?
All those Scandinavian countries, for the most part. European countries. Women here.
How can it be better in Europe? Okay, where's Germany on the list?
Let's see if I can find Germany on the list.
If Germany's above us, I smell a rat.
I mean, I can understand maybe Canada, but I don't know. I mean, we should be top five, right?
Yeah, I hate to debunk your survey, but...
I'm not. You can debunk it all you want. I'm not responsible.
Write him a letter.
The story. What do I know? I'm just what I know is what I read, and what I read is this is something that is stimulating that gets us to think. Okay, is this right?
Yeah.
Or is this another pile on to make America look like a pile of crap? There's a little of both of those things at work here, it seems to me.
But I mean, if we were in the top 10, I'd be like, oh, okay. But number 32? I mean, that just seems insane.
No.
19% of the 535 seats in Congress held by women. That's one of the drawbacks. So in Sweden, 44% of lawmakers are women.
They've got us there. Okay.
Yeah, they have. They do have us there. Same sort of thing. Women weren't running businesses. That's... sort of thing.
But what about the elementary school education? What was that part? There was something about early education.
Yeah, what opportunities there are for early education. In a lot of these countries, education, they almost take the kids out of the womb and bring them to school, which I think is ridiculous. I don't see that as... the responsibility of mothers is to be mothers. and I'm watching my daughter firsthand take care of my grandson, and I like what I see, and it isn't just me being proud of my daughter and my grandson, but they're the kid's the priority. And isn't that what you're supposed to when you bring
well,
a child into the room?
Well, seems to be the point of having
Hello.
A kid, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay, let's make
but
this child
some of
the
these,
priority.
But there are so many countries around the world where it's illegal for a girl to go to school. So, mm-hmm. and we're number 32? Like, I don't know.
Africa, all these countries in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if the kids go to school. All right, but see what great conversation this fostered? Gave us cause to think. And that's what we're all about. Up next, television tonight. What's on the tube tonight? Jennifer will have that story for us in a moment.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
48 past the hour now. Jen has the list of things. We still have some premieres. There's pretty much everything with the weekend introduction of Divorce. I don't know how that show went. Anybody watch that show with Sarah Jessica Parker?
See if it was no, I heard it's depressing.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Yeah. You know, I don't need to cry any more than I already do about this time of year. I want something happy.
Yes.
Actually, premiere season is still going. In fact, there's a pilot tonight, one that I'm kind of excited about. It's called American Housewife, and it's a half-hour show. It's on ABC at 8:30. It used to be called The Second Fattest Housewife and wherever, but they changed it to appeal to more people called American Housewife. Apparently, this is about an average wife and mother raising her flawed family in a town of seemingly perfect people. So you can check that out. The girl from Mike and Molly,
Melissa McCarthy.
Not Melissa McCarthy, but the sister, who I thought was very likable on that show, is an American Housewife. So you can check that out on ABC. Also tonight, my favorite show, other than Designated Survivor, This Is Us, has been my favorite show of the new TV season. And you'll get to learn more about the character Kyle on this episode, 9 p.m. on NBC.
Superheroes.
She cries every week. She can't add another sad show because she cries every week already.
No, it's not sad. It's actually strangely happy and sweet. So you would like it, I think. You should check it out. And then if you're into Superheroes, The Flash, 8 o'clock on CW.
All right, 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Amy's here. I can tell. This used to be Amy. You may have Amy Newmark is here. She's the editor of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I think we've been playing this the last two or three weeks. The Hen House 5 and In the Mood. That's the official. It was on RCA Records. And I'm trying to remember when I first discovered it. But it was a long time ago. And I used to have fun. And then the politically correct members of my staff, Amy, told me that I couldn't play it anymore because it was too crude.
But I don't mind being the mother hen.
I see what you did.
Very good. I see what you did there. Amy is here. She's responsible for all these great Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul, Chicken Soup for the Women's Soul, Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, Chicken Soup for children and teenagers and adults. It's just really great stuff. And the latest one is called Simply Happy. And from that, we talk about your children and a clothing budget. Let's see how those two items fit together in just a moment here.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul. This is the website's chickensoup.com. You can find the podcast at Apple, Stitcher, TuneIn, DougStefan.com, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, GCN. I mean, the stuff is everywhere. And it's good. You want to hear, if you don't hear, well, you maybe tune in for the first time, so you're going to hear a conversation now, and you want to go back and listen to some of the other bits and pieces of info from the Chicken Soup for Your Soul podcast. That's a good thing for you to do. So this new book, Simply Happy, has, among other things, a focus on responsibility for your children and their clothing budget. How does this work?
So what happened was that I used to take the kids to Disney World all the time, and they were always bugging me for souvenirs. And then one year I said, I'm going to give you each 50 Disney dollars. You can spend this money in the souvenir shops. And it was fabulous. They looked at everything in the souvenir shops like they worked for Consumer Reports or something. And at the end of our week at Disney World, they'd each only spent $25 of their 50. Yeah. So then I said, you know what? We're going to start doing this with your clothes. And I gave them their clothing budget on debit cards and said, from now on, I will take you shopping, but you'll pay with your own debit card. And peace. Peace and happiness reigned at our house. When my son lost something, it was his own problem. And for years, I gave them their own clothing budget, and they learned how to be responsible. They learned what it meant to budget. And one time when my son went crazy at Ralph Lauren, the next day he said, I spent all of my budget on polo shirts. I drove him back. He returned everything. But it made them such responsible adults, and I would recommend it highly to everyone. Well, put your kids in charge of their clothing budget.
Especially in maybe in charge of other things as long as they have good examples of what to buy, what's appropriate, that sort of thing. And I'm sure that's the case with you. But children are the helicopter era that we live in. Parents are doing all of the thinking for children. They can't figure anything out without their device, this kind of stuff. This is perfect. This I think, a wonderful example, actually.
It works beautifully for us.
Responsibility. Yeah. Well, but most of us, I had to work for, I mean, I worked from the time I was 8 years old, and I never spent the money on clothing. People who look at me now understand I still don't spend the money on clothing. But it is, you know, whatever your priorities are. And this is a great way. The more they learn how to do on their own, the better off they are, because we do have to teach independence, better independent thinking. Amy, thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.